Hey everyone, welcome to Wisdom's Echo. I am Mel Nevenhuis, and as always, it is an absolute privilege and joy for me to be with you guys today. Right, so the title of my podcast today is Renew Your Mind, which I'm going to get into in a little bit, but what I want to start off with is talking about offense. In particular, when the word or a teaching you have heard offends you, then what do you do? So recently, I was listening to a teaching by someone I hold with high esteem, love, know, walk with, and something was said in this teaching. Well, actually, the whole teaching was around a topic that completely offended me. And I was listening to this teaching, and I was like, no, it's going to be great. Like, I'm actually quite interested and excited to learn. And I'm listening to the teaching, and it is founded on the word. So many scriptures are being brought up in this teaching to give the foundation of what Yahweh is revealing through this minister. And I'm like, yep, that's all the scriptures are there. Yep, that's what they say. But what he is saying and what the word is saying is completely offending me. To the point where I stopped listening. I pushed stop on my phone. And I was like, no, why am I feeling this way? And I began to realize, like, I was incredibly offended by this notion, by this idea that this minister was speaking about, which was completely founded in scripture. The scriptures say it word for word, exactly how he was saying it. And I'm going, well, it's in the word. Right. And I hear what he's saying. But I can't get it. For me, everything needs to have a purpose. I personally will not commit to something unless I understand the purpose behind it and I have a conviction about it. I'm completely driven by conviction. And so I'm looking at this. I do not have the conviction for it. And the phrase that came up in me was, well, what's the purpose of this? Like, I don't get it. I see what the Bible is saying. I see what this minister is saying. There's a side of me going, yep, absolutely. But then there's the predominant side of me going, yeah, but I don't get it. I don't understand why. Really, what is the point? So in that moment, began to realize, I think I'm offended. Right? Not something we like to always acknowledge about ourselves. But in that moment, I was kind of justified in my offense. Like, yeah, I don't know. And I had this thought pattern the whole day. I've just, I don't know. I don't know. I don't see the point. I don't carry the conviction for this. Is this something I need to pursue? And you start justifying the whole process of, yeah, well, maybe this is just not for me. And instead of putting it on the shelf and going, I'll get back to it later so I can gain understanding, it was more like, I'm just not going to pursue this. So as the day goes on, I feel Holy Spirit reveal something to me. And he says, well, you have got two options here. You either can be offended and justified in your offense, and you can close the door to growing in this and to learning more about this. Or you can step through the offense and renew your mind and gain understanding and go and find out why you are offended so that you can deal with this and grow. So obviously right there in that moment, I'm like, right, two doors are standing before me. I don't ever want to be the one that's like, yeah, easy way out. I don't want to put the hard work in. I know that our journey and our walk with Yahweh requires work and effort. I know that it requires sacrifice and renewing the mind. And so the option of just being justified in my offense and stopping there and then allowing that mindset to be transferred to generations to come, it's just not going to do it for me. And so immediately I knew my response was going to be, no, I choose door number two. I am going to walk through this offense and find out why I am offended and why this has come up in me so that I can deal with it, renew my mind, grow, and become. So for a few days, I sat on this. I kept asking the question, why? I pondered on the why, you know, why is this like so stuck within me? And because I had allowed this mindset to really kind of root in through the offense, I could feel that there was just a bit of turmoil within my soul. And when your soul's not right and there's stuff going on in your soul realm that is negative, it obviously affects your body. And so all of a sudden my body was feeling not so great. And I was having to do a lot of work trying to just like find my peace within myself. And so after a few days of just like sitting on this, pondering on this, definitely pursuing the why, but not really getting any answers, I decided, let me just ask my husband. And it was in a random moment, getting dressed, ready for the day. We were talking about random things. And then all of a sudden, I'm reminded of this topic. And I was like, wait, before you get going with your day, I need to change the subject quickly. I need to ask you something. And I brought my question to him and the whole scenario and the statement of, what is the point? I don't understand. And he began then to help me understand. He explained it to me. And then I said, okay, all right. I need to transform my mind. This is a problem with me, but because I hear what you're saying. Then I repeated what he said back to him, and then he had to correct me because I said it wrong. Because sometimes you got to understand, when we're in a place of an unrenewed mind or in a place of offense, we will hear what someone is saying, but in the hearing, we're hearing what we want to hear, not what is actually being said. And so my husband corrected what I was saying, and then I repeated it back to him correctly, and I was like, okay, I'm getting this. I am starting to understand where I have got to do the work. And I began to walk with Holy Spirit concerning the matter. And I began to understand that what was being triggered within me and what had come up, because I felt like it wasn't just something light. I felt the weight of this unrenewed mind. I felt the weight of this offense like it had been for generations. And I began to go, okay, this is a mindset that is completely tethered to the earth, to the ways of this age. And it is something that generations past have held onto and have struggled with. Therefore, it has now come up in me. Now remember, when we go back to the beginning, when we are illuminations before Yahweh and we write our scroll with him, and he goes, right, I'm ready to send you to go and do what you need to do according to this book. We said yes. And so when generational things come up in us that require a change and a renewing of the mind, when thought patterns come up, when we are offended, when things come up that we're going to have to make a change for the better, we said yes. Now it's your decision to go, am I going to continue with this yes? Am I going to do the hard work to make this yes happen? Or am I going to stand back and go, oh no, this is just way too hard for me? And so I remembered my yes and I said, okay, let's deal into this generational thing. Let's begin to renew the mind. And as I began to do that, I became almost obsessed with the topic because I needed to break the old mindset. I needed to break the offense that was sitting for generations within me. And so I decided to listen to this teaching over and over and over again. And I began to read the scriptures that were mentioned and highlighted now in my Bible. I began to read them over and over again. I began to write notes. I began to write my revelation that was beginning to unfold within me as this now new mind, this renewed mind was beginning to open up understanding. And I began just to put layer upon layer upon layer. And it finally broke, and I finally began to see the beauty of what was being said, the beauty of what the word was saying to me, of what Yahweh has for us for ages to come. And so I'm like, okay, oh, finally. You know, it's like I got rid of that negative space within me. And it was very fascinating going through this journey and having to deal with this really deep soul tie, well, not even a soul tie, I'd say, trading platform within my hereditary line. And to break free from that, there was such a beautiful freedom that came to me. And yeah, it's been really beautiful going forward. I must say, I'm still learning, but the offense is dealt with. Right. So now let's go and have a look at Romans 12, verse 2. And in the New King James, it says this: "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." I wanted to go into the original in the Greek, just have a look at what some of these words mean, or just like the added definition. Conformed is to conform to another's pattern, or to take on the fashion or the image of that thing. World is also a period of time or an age. Transform is to change into another form or to transfigure. Renewing is renovation or complete change for the better. And mind is thoughts, feelings, purposes, desires. So if we reread this, it can read like this: and do not be conformed, or don't conform or become the exact image of this period of time, this age that we currently live in, this world, but be transformed, change into another form, transfigure by the renewing or the complete change, the renovation of your mind, your thoughts, your feelings, your purposes, your desires. How do we do this? Right, I'm going to go to the Passion Translation and see what that has to say. All right, it says here, stop imitating the ideals and opinions of the culture around you, but be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how you think. It is by Holy Spirit. When we turn our face to Him and go, I need to be transformed in the renewing of my mind in this area. And generally, He'll be the one going, you need to be transformed in your mind in this area. And then you go, oh, yes, right, I need to be transformed. He begins to guide you. He begins to show you the way. And it's just that easy. It is that simple. The hard work comes in when you're having to renew your mind in the form of put away old habits, put away old thoughts, and begin to look upon Yahweh and become what you are beholding. Deal with the offense. Move past, heal, break off the hereditary stuff, break off the religious mindset that maybe you were brought up with. Because if Yahweh is pointing you to His word and His word is offending you, He's giving you an option. Come in deeper. I want to help you free yourself from the ways of this world so you can understand my world, my kingdom, my thought processes, my plans, so that you can become greater, so that you can mature, so that you can have greater authority and operate from the kingdom realms here on the earth, transforming and transfiguring here for my kingdom's sake. Guys, that is exactly what I want to do. That's what I want. I don't want to be another one in the family line that goes, oh, I'm offended in this topic, but I refuse to move forward. I refuse to be the change. And so I will pass that negative mindset on to the next generation. I want to bring change to the best of my ability as Holy Spirit shows me so that I can become... I can walk in maturity. I can walk in a new freedom. I can walk in the depths and the layers of His kingdom so that my kids and their kids can step upon that foundation and become even greater. So The question I'm going to leave with you today is, when the word offends you, which door are you going to walk through? Are you going to hold on to the offense and be justified in it? Or are you going to step through that door of offense, deal with it, so that you can step into the greater? Awesome. That's all I got for you today, guys. You're awesome, as always. I'll see you next time.